I forgive me, but I am going to start with a Belinda Morgan story. Belinda, some time ago, was at a funeral with Skippy McGill, and someone was giving a eulogy, and the person giving the eulogy started to get a bit teary and a bit overwhelmed. And Belinda turned to Skippy and said, I don't know why they have to carry on like this. Can't they wait until after the service? And Skippy said, well, no, Belinda, they might be getting a bit overwhelmed and by the emotion of it all. And she said, well, I don't know why they should. I just sit here and imagine that I'm peeling carrots. Not a luxury for us today, not such a luxury. But Belinda, as we heard, was not fond of outwardly displays of emotion, touchy-feely sentimentality, and yet, who was more devoted to the world of the shared human experience? Her lifeblood flowed with the force of her hospitality and warmth. Sharing and offering meals and beds, conversation, a listening ear, tea and laughs. She was the absolute opposite of a misanthrope. She gave of this generosity to all and sundry, children, grandchildren, friends, nephews, friends new and old and new, nephews, nieces. Forever providing invitations and for us, and so, you know, embarrassingly unreciprocated over a lifetime. Now, more recently, she had taken, when she was introducing me to someone whom I had met before, she'd go, this is George, he's my favourite nephew. And I, getting into this spirit of mutual regard, would say, yes, of course, Belinda, and you are my favourite aunt. And the bitter truth is that mantle of favourite nephew cannot be taken off me by cousins today. I wish it were not so. Belinda is absent, and this absence catches us all out. You have habitual thoughts rise in your mind, like, oh, I've got to ring Belinda about the Christmas drinks or bridge or see if she's back from Robe. And then that thought just cascades into the monumental reality of, damn, I can't. It's gone. Belinda was a powerful woman. She did not suffer fools or those she considered foolish. She was careful and prudent in her management of money and wise in business over a lifetime. She was unstintingly loyal to friends and family. She was sure of her opinions, but she was not judgmental, accepting all sorts of foibles in others, and always, always hoping for the best in other people. She was brave, and typical of this bravery was her lack of religiosity. And so, by this terrible act of departure, an act that is ridiculously and maddeningly personal, and yet born of no agency, she has left each of us to contemplate her absence in our own way. Right, a bridge story. 45 years ago, Belinda taught me how to play bridge, and it was really just, I was only 11 or 12, and it was to complete a four so that she could have games of bridge on those long summer afternoons at Robe. Recently, we restarted playing at a bridge club, and being Belinda, of course, she insisted that we play on the night that was the top group of bridge players, the very hardest night. And she was well up for that, but I'm afraid to say I was lacking. And after two or three weeks of this, we started off okay, but on the final night we played, I just did everything wrong, put her into suits she wasn't meant to be in, didn't reply when I was meant to. It was a catastrophe. At the end of the evening, we both sat and looked at our hands very quietly, as someone who we were playing next to me suggested that there were actually beginner's lessons that would be available for me. The point of the story is Belinda and I met 2 weeks later, and we told this story to others, Charlie, I think, and she laughed and laughed about it. So thank you, Belinda, and farewell. Mother, grandmother, friend, confidant for so many. Farewell to you, who for me and so many will remain a favourite aunt.